TTF 256 TTF 256 TTF 256 TTF 256. Throw the Flag podcast on 256 today. Matt Hankins is with me. Matt, there is no joy in basketball.
We're just a football school.
There is no joy in
basketball. Why wouldn't everybody be cool?
For Alabama or Auburn basketball.
A couple b-ball teams not going anywhere.
Oh, man.
Just stop believing. That is what I told y'all 1 week ago. Stop believing. This always ends the same way. Don't fall into this trap. Mm-mm. And what did they do? They fell into the trap, Shawnee. They fell into the trap. Why are we still doing this?
Basketball? Why? The SEC, no, SEC, I mean, basketball?
Correct! Stop!
Having
stop it!
Believing in stuff?
All of it. What are we doing? This tournament is not for us. It's never been for us. It was for one of us. One of us. This tournament was for the Wildcats of Kentucky, and now they can't even do it.
Still got Arky, huh?
Stop it.
Their head basketball coach's last name is Muscle Man. I am now a Razorback, Woo Pig Suey.
If his name is not Nolan Richardson and 40 Minutes of Hell and Todd Day ain't having Big Nasty Corliss Williamson ain't going on, then stop it.
Yeah.
This is dumb. This whole thing is dumb.
I think the only way you can really describe it is SEC carnage, I think, in the NCAA tournament. The conference placed how many teams? Tennessee, LSU, Alabama, Auburn, Arkansas,
Kentucky.
So nearly half the conference, if not, you know, maybe closer to a third. But
Eric Dampier ain't walking through that door.
Is that Mississippi State?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how did I know that? I don't even like the sport. And now, after two rounds, only Arkansas remains. With the aforementioned Muscle Man coach. You know, last week we talked about what would success look like for Auburn in this tournament. We basically said, you know, they need to get to the Final Four again to be happy. Now that we have
or
that answer.
A bus. They did not. They definitely did not get to the Final Four, and they definitely did bus.
Miami's, I believe, four out of their starting five are 25 years old. Does that factor any into it?
And they only shoot two-pointers. They play like 25-year-olds because they play like it's 1988.
That's pretty good.
What are we doing? Look, I guess we need to get this out of the way. Everybody knows we're Alabama fans, but I don't give a shit. I cannot, under any circumstances, name you a single Alabama basketball player. That's not a point of pride. I'm just saying I don't get fooled again.
Oh, we got,
that's what I have been told.
We got, I think, Gary. I don't know if that's his first or last name. We got Big Hair. Big Hair.
Big Hair.
Hard to shoot over Big that Hair Big showed, Hair.
Big Hair showed some real steel there toward the end of the
first
game.
First half hop along. I'm told he's our best player.
Q name got knocked out early, but here's the deal, guys. I enjoyed watching the tournament.
Mm-hmm. It's not over, by the way.
No. Oh, it is. First weekend, it's over. Look, this is y'all's time. This is the basketball fans' time. Basketball fans, I'm not talking to you. You enjoy the tournament.
Really,
if you have lived and died with your team thus far.
Oh, go for it, baby.
You go enjoy the tournament.
Keep living, keep dying.
I am not knocking basketball. What I am knocking is the people who should know better. People from football schools who act like they A, know a damn thing about basketball, and B, care about basketball, and C, had a chance to win at basketball. Those are the people I'm talking to.
When I fill out brackets, it reminds me of when we might have to cut this out. I can't tell that story. Never mind.
Ooh, Patreons, be aware. Sean's got a hot, hot story that's going to be coming out on Patreon this weekend about the time he, I don't know, Xeroxed a bracket and his butt, I guess, is where that's going.
Maybe it's an episode 100 thing. But it's basically like when I fill out a bracket, it is really like, well, I don't know. 6 versus 11. 6 versus 11. Well, that team did do pretty good. And the only reason why this number 11's in there is because they won a really easy conference. I guess I'll go with 6. I'm just going to pick the highest ranked team in every
Guess what, guys? From the podcast that brought you Cancel the Iron Bowl, guess what I'm going to cancel now? Seeding. Seeding no longer matters. True. Because there are no stars in the college basketball game. It doesn't matter.
Well, Purdue's got a 7'4" guy, though. He's got to be pretty
sure.
Good.
What's his name, Shawnee? Ooh. What's his name?
Big hair, Gary. Hop along first half.
If you told me that was his full Christian name, I'd have to believe you, because I don't know.
Big hair, G. Hop along first half.
I don't pretend to know either. I know that a 12 is going to beat a 5 every year, because it always happens. Sure. It's almost like the people that seed it have an ulterior motive to script some upsets. It's kind of like that. I know Alabama's gonna lose in one of two places. The first game or the fourth game. Those are the places that Alabama lose.
I have 2 Alabama fun facts for you, by the way. Alabama only school, D1 school, of course, to go to the playoffs in both basketball and football for the past 2 years.
Whoop-dee-damn-doo.
Also, the Alabama women's wheelchair basketball team won the national championships over the weekend.
Get me to stumble into that trap. Roll Tide.
And honestly, no, I say that to kind of compare it to basketball. If you would have said, I tell you what, Sean, take away that championship for the women's wheelchair basketball team and Alabama can make the Final Four. I'm not going
to. Nope.
No.
Give it totally to fine. The wheelchair ladies.
In fact, if you just straight up give me a basketball championship or a.
I would rather have the wheelchair ladies win because it means something to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, folks, the only person that I gave a shit about with regards to Alabama basketball, rest in peace, Cecil Hurt. Now that Cecil is gone, that team will never affect me again.
Yeah.
I do not care. Wish them well. Did I root for them? Of course I rooted for them. They're the team I root for. Did I sleep through the first half? Absolutely did. Did I sleep through most of the second half? Certainly did. Did I stop watching the game on my main TV midway through the second half and start playing FIFA on PlayStation 5? Sure did. Did all those things. Because I am honest.
You know,
I am an honest sports fan. I do not care about basketball in the SEC. Just like 95% of the people who watch SEC sports. Stop pretending that you care.
You know, this is what you mentioned about Cecil Hurt. You know, this is probably an episode for another time, but are Alabama and Auburn as popular without the voices of, like, Cecil Hurt? And by voices, I mean, you know, the perspectives of Eli Gold, Cecil Hurt, your Jim Fife, your Rod Bramblett, you know, those announcers. Alabama and Auburn, did we get good announcers because we're Alabama and Auburn, or are we or did they make some of the best moments in those histories even better?
I think so. I guess the question is, could anyone sitting in the seats of 2 powerhouse programs like Alabama and Auburn been viewed as great announcers? No. I think both schools got really lucky that they had guys good enough and dedicated enough to stick around for a long time who happened to be really good.
I mean, I'm
and I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm going to walk that back just a little bit with respect to Eli. I don't know that Eli is that good. However, I would not trade anyone for him.
Sure, sure.
As my uncles used to always say, Eli Gold called it blocking behind the back. And he said, you got to be real damn good to block behind your back.
Or as my dad would say, Eli Gould, .. I mean, Jim Fife, you know, touchdown Auburn. He spent 22 years calling Auburn games. You know, obviously Rod Bramblett, before he passed untimely, you know, made a big impact. I think you're right. I think we just get lucky and
got lucky because I listen to a lot of games on the radio.
Yeah.
And I don't hear a ton of people now that I'm familiar with. They sound like the same, you know, 32-year-old guy doing the game. And, you know, if that guy stays around for 30 years, then he'll be the guy. No, but we just don't have, I don't think that that's the path anymore.
Yeah.
There's just not that many guys who do it great. I don't know the names, but Florida State and Miami's guy is gone now, but Florida State's guy has a very distinctive voice. I don't know if it's good. It's definitely aggravating. But when I'm flipping through the channels, if I hear him, I know that I'm listening to a Florida State game.
In another...
The Seminoles are coming in the line here. It's a very old school voice.
In another dimension in this multiverse, there is a dimension where Burt Reynolds is still alive.
He is the voice of Florida State. Has been the voice of his
alma mater, Florida State. For decades.
That's a missed opportunity. That is a missed opportunity. You know what else is a missed opportunity, Shawnee? Being ranked number one in the nation, being the number two seed, and getting bounced out by the University of Miami basketball program.
Yeah. Honestly, even between Miami and USC, I thought they were going to have an easier time against Miami.
And we read off the list last week of all the teams that Auburn could face.
Yeah.
Look, here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal. Y'all get close to your radios. I want you to understand what's happening.
Maybe, like, take off your shoes. You deserve it, you know?
Get comfortable.
Unbuckle those pants.
You signed up for 8 more years of this nonsense. 8 more years.
Explain what that means.
You signed Bruce Pearl, barbecue magnate.
Bruce Pearl is not the problem here. They lost. They got upset. That, like... This is not like a Charlie Weiss.
You had the number one, possibly the number one overall draft pick for the NBA draft, yeah. Which is meaningless, by the way, because I can tell you right now,
oh, man.
I couldn't tell you who got drafted number one last go round.
I'm sorry, are you not wearing your Air Sam Perkins right now? Sorry, Sam Bowie. Mr. Cash,
I couldn't tell you who got...
Never mind. Go ahead.
The last time I remember being excited about the NBA draft, I was watching it and the Cavs picked a guy that I literally had never heard of, which that was ever renowned as a terrible pick and all the stuff. But like, it's like, oh, that's what college basketball is now. It's just a bunch of dudes I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And I don't know the name of the Auburn guy. Read it 16 times today. Did not stick.
Jabari
Jameer.
Peppers.
Maybe.
Javon Quinterly is Alabama.
There we go. But you got 8 more years of this thing where you have to pretend that you care.
Michael
Olowokandi. Or, best case scenario, in 2 years, Bruce Pearl leaves and goes to Kentucky. That is your best hope.
And then you don't have to worry about basketball.
You don't have to worry about it. You're in a place where everyone else has been. They don't have to think about it. It's fine if you want to play dress up as a basketball fan and root for the university you love. That is fine. Just don't pretend to know anything about it. Don't pretend to actually care about it. Mm-hmm. And please God, don't pretend you're going to be good at it. Because you are not. Because you are a football school. That is your bread and your butter. And by God, when you lose in embarrassing fashion, do not take to the internet and say things like, don't be sad that it ended, be happy that it happened. And that happened a lot. Oh, no. Can't believe we just saw the transformation of Auburn's basketball program for years to come. Can't wait to see where this team goes. I'm going to tell you where they're going to go.
exactly where they went this time. Because am I speaking of from this from a point of meanness? No.
No,
I'm not. I've been where you are. I have believed in Alabama basketball before.
Oh, yeah.
I know what happens. And yes, Auburn, I know what it's like to have an underperforming football team. And so you look out to try to find anything in the world that you can grab a hold to. And maybe, yes, it's James Hollywood Robinson blowing a bubble as he crosses half court. Maybe you latch on to it. But folks, the dream is just smoke.
I'm sorry.
You cannot win. Kentucky cannot win.
I'm sorry.
What in the hell do you have?
Was James Hollywood Robinson, was he chewing gum, or did he dip like a wand into like some bubble water and then
both? That's how good he was.
While he was dribbling?
While he was dribbling.
God.
I've lived your lives, Auburn basketball fans. I have lived your lives. I remember when Rod Grizzard was gonna save us all.
Oh my God, the Mo Williams years.
Mo Williams.
Fun fact, Mo Williams still playing for the Pelicans.
Still playing with LeBron somewhere. Like, we speak from knowledge, guys. We know what this is like. You don't want this addiction. It is fruitless. It is fruitless. It only hurts. It only hurts. Look, here's how you treat March Madness if you are a fan of Alabama or Auburn. It's an episode of NCIS New Orleans. It's one, you're flipping past it. You see someone you know. Wait a minute. Is that Quantum Leap?
Is that guy in
Hell yeah.
Is that guy in the Dumb and Dumber sequel?
Hell yeah, I want to watch Quantum Leap. See what he's up to. You hang around for Quantum Leap's terrible New Orleans affectation.
His name's Scott Bakula. Let's respect Bakula.
Yeah, okay. I respect it. His name is Quantum Leap. Sergeant Quantum Leap. Yes, Quantum Leap is with that guy who always billed himself as Chill.
Well,
Chill's in a wheelchair for some
excuse
reason.
Excuse me, Ms. Perkins. This is Lieutenant Leap. Lieutenant Quantum Leap.
Quantum. Who is that kid with that wonderful North Alabama accent? Oh, it's Sling Blade. Sling Blade's in this show. Hot damn. Yes, you spend an hour with it. You watch it. You enjoy the caper that gets wrapped up. Guess what? Maybe it's a marathon. There's another one coming on. Hang around for it. Enjoy it. But when that rock block is over, when they've moved on, when TBS is showing something else, when TNT has moved on, don't you set a recording for that series. Because you know why? It doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
They're always going to win in the end. And college basketball, Alabama and Auburn are always going to lose. It is predetermined. As in my line of work, it's a work gang. You're getting worked. Stop doing it.
It's
Notre Dame traveled halfway across the country after playing a double overtime game against Sean's alma mater, Rutgers.
Let's go Scarlet Knights.
And they still kicked the shit out of Alabama.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
A very predictable ending.
Yeah.
Their best player got hurt 38 seconds into the basketball game.
I filled out four brackets. Most of them were jokes. The only one in which Alabama advanced past the first round was the one where I put Alabama and Auburn in the finals as a joke.
Sure.
We knew this was going to happen. It was scripted from the start.
Yes. And we told you.
Maybe it saves the Kentuckys, the et ceteras from poaching Nate Oates for another year or two. But at the end of the day, who cares?
And! And!
And one.
Alabama. Auburn. Arkansas. Tennessee LSU. The rest of you mucks, do not sit here and laugh at Kentucky.
Mm-mm.
Don't you do it. Because we have no business
in their tournament. This is their tournament.
This is the Adolph Rupp Memorial Tournament.
It absolutely is. The fact that I saw a bunch of Tennessee fans giving Kentucky the business.
Can you explain this, by the way? The Tennessee football program on Twitter decided to pick a fight with Kentucky basketball after they lost?
Because why? I don't know.
That's embarrassing.
And Tennessee, I guess they had won their first round game. I guess, maybe. Who knows? Because I watched this tournament like I'm
supposed
to. They
also lost in the second round.
They sure did. They sure as shit did. And last time I checked, they're still Tennessee. And guess what? Pat Summitt ain't walking through that door.
So she did it when she was alive.
What are we doing, guys? It won a shitload of games. Like, hey. If y'all want to go watch the women's tournaments and we want to bump our chest about the SEC
I'm on board with that all day long, baby.
Oh, we can bump our chest
there. Absolutely.
Men's basketball.
Enjoy this is specifically men's basketball that we're talking
about. Yes. Watch it. Enjoy it. But do not care. Mm-mm. Do not be fooled. And by all means,
don't act like you know.
I think
the takeaway, of course, is don't care. But that's really just because we're looking out for you. Yes. The don't act like you care is looking out for us and you and the world, because the hands might have to be thrown.
I live by one principle, Sean. I think you'll back me up here. Don't tell me it's great if it's good. That's all I've ever wanted. So stop it. Stop acting like you have any knowledge of this sport, because you don't. You do not. Stop acting like you're better than anyone, because we're not. Mm-mm. We are not. Stop acting like any rivalry that exists in the SEC basketball sphere matters, because it doesn't. It doesn't.
Let me...
Stop acting like we look at this before. If they play a game before the end of the football season, does it even happen? We don't know.
Let me tell you about...
If a basketball falls in Coleman Coliseum in November...
Does it make a sound? I mean, this is coming from the guys who... I mean, I don't know about you, but I found out like 18 months ago that we did away with divisions in the SEC basketball.
I found out right now.
This, to give you an example, and again, it's totally fine to admit that you don't know and you don't care. It's fine. It's fine.
It's honesty.
I was talking with our resident friend who actually does know about basketball.
And why is that? Why does he know?
Because he's a Kentucky fan.
Thank you.
Harrison. We won't list his last name yet just because I haven't asked
Flip. Him. His last name is Flip
Harry. But he, we met up last week and he mentioned that, and we're recording this on Zoom. So I'm looking forward to seeing Hankin's face, because it's probably going to be exactly what mine looked like when Harrison told me what I'm about to tell you. Alabama has some of the most quadrant one wins in the country.
What does that even mean?
I'm going to see if I can do this from memory. If you beat a top 25 team on your own home court, that is a quadrant is hard to say. Quadrant one win. If you beat a top 50 team on a neutral site, that is a quadrant one win. If you beat a top 75 team at their home court, that's a quadrant.
Is this how crypto works?
Win. I don't know if the top 25, 50, 75, I don't know if that goes AP. I don't know if it's strength of schedule.
That R word. Oh, I think it's RPG. That can be right. That's a rocket propelled grenade.
Mortgage. Sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Sprocket Bob. There is a specific college basketball ranking that is about some numbers. I think
RPI?
It's RPI, TTI. Tony Kornheiser,
guys,
Michael Wilbon.
We're not screwing around when we say we don't know much.
That's the RPI. I think it is RPI. But at any rate, yeah. I remember hearing that stat that Alabama had beaten like the number 15 team and the number 10 team. You know what that meant?
It meant they got beat in the first round of the tournament by a team that went to double overtime two nights prior that had to fly somewhere.
So if I...
All because one guy just could not hit threes.
I know you're going to hate this comparison, Hankin. So, you know, if you just want to take the next, you know, 5-10 minutes off, that's fine. But it's kind of like in wrestling when... when WWF bought WCW and then you had like so many belts that there was no clear ranking system when it first started, what belt was better. They were kind of equal. They drafted who went on Raw, who went on SmackDown. It's the same way when like national championship, I don't know why, but 15, 20 years ago, as recently as a decade ago, the SEC championship kind of meant something. Now that you can, you know, get to the BCS championship game or the playoffs now without winning your own conference, it just means less, right?
It just means
less. It's the same way in basketball when you have...
It means even less. It means the big dance, even less.
The NIT, your conference tournament or winning your conference outright.
So who won the SEC tournament?
Not Auburn.
Tennessee?
Not Auburn?
Tennessee, no. Maybe. Arkansas, one of them. Tennessee, I think. At any rate, the fact that I had to hear Auburn people celebrating a regular season SEC championship.
I'm told that Michigan won the SEC tournament.
I'm fine with that. Because you know why? Michigan has a basketball pedigree.
Tennessee beat A&M.
Yeah. So Tennessee beat A&M. One of those teams didn't even go to the tournament. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all you need to hear from me on this subject. It doesn't matter. Enjoy. Have a good time. Guys, sports is hard. If you fan like I fan, sports is hard.
Yeah, man.
It takes a lot out of
you. Yeah.
So please listen to me. Take March. You didn't give a shit about the games in February. I'm telling you, you can dabble in the conference tournament. You can dabble there.
That's the sound of dabbling.
Then, it's not. It's diddling. Then, you get to watch the tournament unfold on the first weekend. If your team is still alive, you get to watch the next rounds. Mm-hmm. If your team is not alive, you don't watch any more of it until the final.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Skip
yeah.
the Final Four. It's a Saturday night. Get out and do something.
Yeah.
We're coming out of a pandemic. Get out there. Because, guys, it doesn't matter. Who won the national championship last year? Trick question. You could tell me anybody, and I just have to believe
I think it was
because
A&M.
Because I don't know.
No, wait. Texas Tech.
But don't worry about it. This is supposed to be a fun time. This is a time we should be talking about the bigger sports story of the day. Man, Urban Meyer didn't know shit about the NFL.
Oh, I have not seen this. Please break the news
Shawnee.
To me, my friend.
Oh, Shawnee. So, I saw a tweet today that really summed this up in ways that I could understand. And the tweet simply said, it turns out Urban Meyer was the monster we thought Nick Saban was. Because an Athletic article has really delved into what exactly went on in Jacksonville.
He kicked a kicker, right? And then he
kicker.
He poked a lady in the butt through her jeans.
He stayed back after a game, went to his own bar and grill.
Yeah.
Did a dance with a lady.
By the way, I don't want you to answer this because I have the feeling that the answer will not make me happy. But in my mind, I am imagining Dragons. Because what a great band, first of all. And Urban Meyer just owns a Toby Keith I Love This Bar and Grill in Cincinnati.
That's where we're going. That's the story. That is canon, as the kids say.
It's not like Urban's place. It's not the last straw. It is an Urban Meyer's Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill.
I love this bar. So let's take it from there.
Okay.
We'll take it from there. So we all know that story. Urban doesn't fly back with his team. He's in his own bar and grill. And video comes out of him doing a very, very dad dance with a lady.
To Toby Keith's "Beer for My Horses, Whiskey for My Men."
Another video comes out that shows him getting a real deep grab of that lady's backside. Mm-hmm. So when Urban came back to the facility that day, Urban went around telling everyone who would listen that, don't worry about this video. Don't worry about what you're going to hear. All it is some lady was trying to drag me out onto the dance floor. Now, he's telling this to a bunch of professional millionaires.
He kept saying, smell my finger.
He did keep saying, smell my finger. He knew these professional millionaires who know what it's like to be a professional millionaire in a bar setting, and they know how the game mm-hmm. goes. If Urban had just come in and said, tough weekend, his players would have laughed, and that would. But no, he made a big show of leadership, accountability. Don't pay attention to this. Then the second video comes out like, Urban, that lady's not dragging you. You're trying to get her underwears out of her anus.
Also, if I can hit pause here, leadership accountability is on one side of things. Don't worry about this story is the exact opposite.
Exact opposite. For the guy who was teaching a course in leadership and accountability at the Ohio State University. So he kicked his kicker. That happened. Additionally, what came out today were two things. And I'm not sure which one should be the headliner. For the sake of this audience, I think I'll go with this is the semi-main event. Mm-hmm. And I'll save the next story for the headline. So, longtime receiver, something Brown. I'm going to say James Brown. Longtime receiver, James Brown. Is on the Jaguars, and he runs a route incorrectly in practice. And so after practice is over, rookie quarterback Trevor Lawrence, wide receiver Brown, they go to work on this route to get it down. Head coach Urban Meyer walks over to Trevor Lawrence and says, hey, Trevor, you got to slow it down, bud. These guys from the South, their transcripts ain't right. Meaning,
sure,
dumb dummies.
Yeah,
a guy who recruited at Florida and recruited a bunch of Florida players to Ohio State just out and out says the players from the South are dumb. Which there are probably some people listening to saying them transcripts ain't right. I'm not saying that there's not some basis in fact, but you cannot say that.
I know. I realize that we. You know, probably went through this when we talked about Urban Meyer a couple weeks ago. But man, that 2008 roster, like, so many murderers.
So many
bad people.
So many guys that punch teammates. So many virgins.
I saw so many virgins open up for Green Day at Woodstock 98.
Second record?
Oh, my God. Amazing. Still virgins?
So the main event to this, to the quotes that came out today, like, yeah, we can argue about should you say that players from the South are dumb and all of the various baggage that goes along with that statement. We can have a discussion about that. Here's something we can't necessarily have a discussion about, because by all accounts, this was delivered as an earnest statement. The Jaguars were preparing for the week of football, and the head coach, Urban Meyer, says in a meeting, say, who is this number 99? I hear he could be trouble for us.
Are you kidding me? He didn't know who Aaron Donald was?
They were playing the Los Angeles Rams. Urban Meyer did not know who a man that many people have called the greatest defensive player of his generation, the man that changed the Super Bowl, the man that has the body of an Adonis, a man who is an absolute destroyer.
He's been in the league for 10 years and made the Pro Bowl every single year.
who records sacks from the interior line. Aaron Donald, or as Urban Meyer called him, that 99, I hear he could be trouble for us when he is starting a rookie quarterback.
This is legit.
That's Urban
Meyer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is incredible. I mean, that's like Tobias Fuqua. Who's this Tobias Fuqua, man? He's some kind of something.
And what is so wonderful about it is I recall an interview with son of Jaguars owner Shere Khan, who somehow is not the character from the Jungle Book. Tony Khan was given this interview about Urban Meyer, and he just said, you spend a few minutes with him. It was like he talked about him like people would talk about Tebow, like you just get caught up in what a great leader he is and how much he knows about the game. Like, nah, dude. He was a dipshit from the beginning.
It's really me. I mean, you know, this...
And I haven't read the whole article because I'm not paying for The Athletic. Sure. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. But Aaron Donald was just one of the NFL stars he was not familiar with.
Oh, my God.
A couple others they mention are... dadgummit. The kid from Ole Miss, wide receiver, DK Metcalf. And there was another story about some player who was on another team. Like, do you know this one, coach? Nah. He had recruited the guy at Ohio State.
Jesus Christ. Urban Meyer has a new job in sports.
It is?
He is working for The Foundation, which is aimed at helping student athletes land name, image, and likeness deals.
That's right. That's right. That's wonderful.
Oh, my God.
That is absolutely wonderful. How do we keep giving him jobs?
That's awesome. That is really terrific. yeah, I mean, I would say surely nothing else can come out of this, but, man, that's really something.
I think this Jaguars tree is going to be giving us fruit from now on.
It's truly amazing how Khan has avoided being the bad guy in that situation. I mean, you know, he made a mistake just like
anybody. Debo Samuel. Didn't know who Debo Samuel was. didn't know who Jamal Adams was either.
That's incredible.
It's just wonderful.
I think Debo Samuel was in the same... No. He would have been at South Carolina after he left.
Well, I was trying to come up with some of those things. Like, I feel like he would have had to play against some of those
guys. I mean, it's just, yeah, of course.
Not to mention, one thing we can't say about Urban is he was a great recruiter.
Yeah, he just recruited.
There's no doubt he was a great
recruiter. Bunch of bad guys.
But he should have recruited some of these players. Some of them. He should have had an eye on Aaron Donald somewhere down the line.
Oh my, yeah, I mean, Aaron Donald hasn't been in the league so long that he would have predated Urban. I mean, Urban was at Bowling Green 25 years ago. So, do we want to talk about any type of quarterback crazy quarterback?
Oh, moves? I'd love to. I'd love to talk about. I mean, this is. I can't remember a time in the NFL where there was this many transactions of high level names.
I'm gonna throw a lightning round at you. Okay, we're gonna do all 32. Okay,
I'll give you a thumbs up, thumbs down on every quarterback.
Give me your hot takes. Arizona, and I'm gonna go from 21 quarterback to 22 quarterback. Okay, Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
Uh oh. You turned into a robot. Do it one more time.
Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
Great. Stay the course.
Atlanta.
Three.
Atlanta Falcons. Okay, so 1-5. Okay, we're going to do 1-5.
There we go.
Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan just got traded today for a third round pick. And I think Atlanta's paying the freight.
They have to. Atlanta has to pay some of the freight because he's got like a $40 million dead cap hit. Sean's high school friend, Matt Ryan.
And 2022 quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons right now is looking like Marcus Mariota.
This is, well, first of all, I did a prayer earlier to the sports
you
gods.
You did a prayer?
I did a prayer to the sports gods. And I said, dear sports gods, please give me Jameis Winston or Cam Newton, at the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. It is the nightmare scenario that I was. Oh, yeah. I was very disappointed to get the soon-to-be hurt Marcus Mariota. But what that means is if they don't change anything else and things stay the way they are and Marcus Mariota rolls out mm-hmm. in the Mercedes-Benz Cathedral for opening day, that means by the time we get to the second half and Marcus Mariota has ripped a bone out of his body somehow, then we will be in the city of Atlanta, the jewel of the South. We will be in the Felipe Franks era. And that makes me very excited.
Isn't Deshaun Watson from Atlanta? They couldn't let...
Deshaun Watson was a Falcons ball boy. He was a ball boy. Okay, let's just go. Let's get into it. Let's do it. All right, gang. It is the position of me on this podcast that I am not going to dip a toe into the allegations.
Oh, yeah.
And most likely... things that he did.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not getting into it. I live by a simple rule. If he's not in jail, he can play football. Yep. If you are a person who is offended by that, you are right to be so.
Mm-hmm.
I am not making a judgment one way or the other. I'm simply saying, if you're not in jail, you can play football. If Leonard Little got to play football, everybody gets to play football. Unless, of course, you fought dogs. Then that's a whole other thing. At any rate, here's the deal. In true Falcons fashion, the story went as this. There were three teams that Deshaun Watson was being courted by. The Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, the Cleveland Browns. The first team out on Thursday morning was the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson said, "I ain't going to Cleveland."
They are now. They have a number one overall pick at QB. The Browns do. That's what, played three seasons so far?
Two, three, yeah, something like that. But that dude was out as soon as the season was over.
Yeah.
It was just a wait and see till that. Like, Baker Mayfield was not going to be the Cleveland Browns quarterback.
I mean,
so. The situations for Deshaun Watson to land in Atlanta or New Orleans could not have really been, like, those are tailor-made situations. They are cities with demographics that would be more likely to be accepting of a man who is Deshaun Watson. Like, there would have been less resistance
sure.
from those fan bases, da-da-da-da-da, yeah. all the stuff. Was a Falcons ball boy. The Falcons were willing to say, "All right, Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Tough shit, pal."
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough shit. The Falcons were in the driver's seat.
The Falcons had the balls to do to Matt Ryan that the Packers never could with Rodgers.
To Aaron Rodgers.
With Favre.
All of them. Absolutely.
With Bart Starr.
The Falcons had it. It was theirs to lose. Enter the man that walked outside of his facility and saw a person who was struggling with homelessness. And that man with homelessness said, "Draft Johnny Manziel." And Haslett went back up and got on the phone and said, "I got it, boys. Draft this guy." Said, "Give me one more shot, Deshaun." And what he told Deshaun Watson was, "I will give you $230 million over 5 years." And guess what, Deshaun? That money's guaranteed.
All of it.
And Deshaun, here's the cherry I'll throw on top, pal. Your first year, you only make $1 million. And Deshaun says, "What? $1 million? Harumph! I'm going to Atlanta." He says, "Deshaun, they gonna suspend the shit out of you." So guess what? That money you're losing is only going to be off of a $1 million salary. And Deshaun Watson says, ha ha ha, roof, 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 dog pound, give me them money checks. And so now the Falcons are left with, checks the notes, Marcus Mariota.
Wonderful.
230, obviously a record-setting contract for Deshaun Watson. It's all guaranteed. $250 million, basically over 4 years.
Yep, because the first year, they already know it's forfeit. They already know the suspension's
coming. It's amazing.
They already know.
And man, just seeing Deshaun roll up as Baker, I mean, as Baker Mayfield's, you know, cutting another State Farm commercial inside of the stadium.
I don't have a clue where Baker Mayfield is going.
Well, let's speculate as we go down the list here. Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson.
Rock and roll. Do it again.
Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, Josh.
You're going to be 10 wins for the rest of your
life. 100%. Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen.
You're going to regret that big contract you gave him. He's really good, but you have to pay people around
him. And
Von Miller now.
So. Breaking news. Apparently, Mitch Trubisky was on the Bills because they sent him to the Steelers. I don't know if they got anything. I had to check to see if it was an actual trade or if they just said, can you just go to...
I don't think it
can
was.
Can you just go to Pittsburgh, please?
Just go. He got ketchup. I think they traded him for
you
ketchup.
You were a first-round pick. Carolina Panthers...
Could have picked Deshaun Watson, the Bears could have.
Carolina Panthers, Sam Darnold, and probably Sam Darnold. I mean, they're going to have to...
Definitely won't be Sam Darnold. It will probably be Christian McCaffrey, I guess. He does everything else there. He might as well play quarterback.
You know, they've got
Matt Rule's going to the box and one.
I haven't checked mock drafts in a while, but, you know, the Pittsburgh quarterback, Pittsburgh Panthers. Pittsburgh Panthers.
Oh.
That's probably a
picket.
A prime landing spot. Or... Baker Mayfield.
Dan Marino.
Or Baker Mayfield.
Oh, my God. Baker Mayfield in Carolina. You might be right. It'd be down to Baker. I mean, Baker and Jameis are the only two guys unaccounted for right now. And Jimmy G.
You got your Jimmy G, baby. Chicago Bears, Justin Fields.
Also, could have been drafted by the Falcons last year.
Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow.
Rock and roll. Do it. Broadway Joe.
Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Remember when he got that, like, paltry salary?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those poor dummies. They're saddled with that from now on.
What?
Saddled with it. Just saddled. Him and Ezekiel Elliott just eating up money. Poor Amari Cooper can't keep a job because those two bums are just eating up money.
How many fucking Flint, Michigans can we fix on, like, one, like, middling quarterback? Deshaun Watson is, like, the 13th best quarterback in the league, and he makes $250 million.
Yes, he does. Yes, he
God
does.
Dang it.
Plenty of money to pay off civil suits.
Denver Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater to Russell Wilson.
Guess what? Not gonna matter. Russell Wilson is cooked.
It was adorable when he said, I don't know, 3, maybe 4 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Detroit.
That dude's toast.
Detroit Lions, Jared Goff?
You know what?
Baker.
That's what I want out of Detroit.
Baker. Mm-mm. Jared Goff.
No, I want Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
Packers, you got your Aaron Rodgers. Houston.
Good luck with that without your number one receiver, you big dog. Oh, I'm Aaron Rodgers. And this is about they drafted a quarterback instead of getting me some help.
The Packers have 4 picks in the first 59 in the draft. And I guarantee you they're not going to pick a wide receiver in any of this.
Let's talk about that whining ass Aaron Rodgers, who spent 2 off seasons telling us how mad he was at the Packers because they didn't get him any help. And then when he had him over the barrel and it was nut cutting time, what did he do? He took all the money. He took all the money. So that Devontae Adams left.
It is objectively hilarious that they couldn't keep Devontae to the point where I think they did it on purpose. I think they're just calling it I think they're spiking the 2022 season in Green Bay just to spite Aaron Rodgers.
You go win it, hot shot. Come on, Juice Cleanse. Come on, Juice Cleanse. You so good, you can make anybody good. We'll go sign Julio Jones. You make him good again.
Hey, Aaron, I got great news for you, man. We signed Cooper Kupp. Wait, really? Oh, shit, sorry. Riley Cooper. We signed Riley
Cooper. Riley Cooper. You guys are going to get along swimmingly.
Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, question mark?
Baker Mayfield.
If they just, and then they have to, like, stay in each other's houses. The Colts.
Imagine a world where they traded for Deshaun Watson. The deal did not include their current starting quarterback.
It's insane. It's insane.
Because they have their starting quarterback, that guy with the big neck from Stanford.
Should have won the Heisman. Indianapolis Colts, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan. Where's Carson Wentz going to go?
Carson Wentz is a commander.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. He's just at the end.
Like, look, Indianapolis has an opportunity to win that division.
They are absolutely set up to win. I agree. They have the personnel.
And lose in the second round of the playoffs. They are 100% set up to lose in the second round of the playoffs. They are the last bastion for all of the can't-get-it-done quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers, come on. Give us one time. Make it happen one time.
Oh, my God.
Matt Ryan, come on. If Ben Roethlisberger had played two more years, he would have finished his career in Indianapolis. What I'm saying, guys, is they have a type.
I am shocked Eli Manning did. Yeah, if Eli Manning didn't, like, purposefully retire 100% as a
Oh, my God. Are we out? Are we out of the over-the-heel, traditional-looking quarterbacks? I don't think we have any.
No, you got Matt Ryan, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Tom Brady.
I was saying, like, Matt Ryan is in Indianapolis. Yeah. That's a wrap. Tom Brady's a special case.
Matt Stafford.
Aaron Rodgers. He ain't quite old enough yet. Yeah. 3 years from now, Aaron Rodgers ends his career in Indianapolis. Write it down.
Jacksonville Jags, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Their coach didn't even know who Aaron Donald was. They are going to ruin Trevor Lawrence.
You hate to see it. KC Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes.
That poor dummy missed two Super Bowls he may never get back. He's great, but he took the money. Gang, here's the trick. Your quarterback, once he takes the money, your title time is over.
True story. Vegas Raiders, David Carr, probably a lot of feeling the love there if they're going all in to bring Devontae Adams over there.
Like, that team has an opportunity to finish second or third in their division.
And then lose in the second round of the playoffs as a wild card.
Patrick Mahomes, who will subsequently lose in the AFC Championship game.
I don't know where the Chargers are anymore. Los Angeles?
I mean, the Chargers are set up better than anyone to win a Super Bowl. They have everything.
Justin Herbert.
Quarterback on a rookie deal who's very good. Mm-hmm. Just got Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. Chargers can be a problem.
Why?
The one thing they don't have, fans in the stands.
Why? Why in the hell can't Khalil Mack stick around for longer than one contract?
Because he's really, really good and commands a whole boatload of money. And terrible teams keep picking him up and realizing, oh, shit, we don't have anything else and we can't pay Khalil Mack.
The two-sided coin of having, like, a dominant linebacker like that. Miami Dolphins, Tua, I guess.
Poor idiots. Those poor, stupid idiots, they picked the wrong one. They could have taken Herbert. They took the throwing Samoan. And so they're going to be in purgatory for another 15 years.
Skipped over the Rams, Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford just got locked in.
Good. He won his championship. It will never happen again.
Listen to Chaos and Close today. Forgot we did that for Cold Dog Soup. your Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, and I'm guessing a little bit richer, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, legend at the bank. Legend at the bank, mediocre on the field. Congratulations to the second place in the division, Minnesota Vikings, hoping for a wild card.
I'm going to spend my evening crunching the numbers on how many dollars per completion.
I'm going to say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of
$700. Actually, it might be. Oh, your New England Patriots, Mac Jones.
Gonna be the greatest ever. Give him time. Give the young man time.
As of press time, New Orleans Saints, famous Jameis.
That's not right, Sean.
It's not.
Famous Jameis is a free agent. Taysom Hill is currently the quarterback. Oh, that's true. Of the New Orleans Saints. And I think they're out of the Jameis sweepstakes.
They re-signed him.
Baker Mayfield.
Your New York Giants, Daniel Jones.
Baker Mayfield.
New York Jets, Zach Wilson.
It could be Zach Taylor, former linebacker of the Miami Dolphins, for all it matters. Somehow, some way, I don't even know what team he plays on now, but here's my prediction. Tyrod Taylor finishes the season as New York Jets quarterback.
My favorite Hokie of all time. The Philadelphia Eagles, I guess Jalen Hurts.
They're going to ride that train till the wheels fall off of it. They got no other options, and he's doing good enough.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, and as you refer to him when he was drafted, Bitch Trushitsky.
So, Steelers, welcome to purgatory. You've been there before.
Are they going with him? Like,
what the fuck else they gonna do? Guess what, Shawnee? Charlie Batch ain't walking through that door.
San Francisco.
That Dodd kid from Tennessee might still be on that roster. He might finish this season.
San Francisco 49ers, I left my heart in Jimmy Garoppolo, and then probably Trey Lance.
I don't know that Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't somehow wind up back in San Francisco.
We're paying him $20 million.
It feels like if it was going to happen, it would have already have happened.
Man.
The only landing spots are Carolina. If you're Carolina, why do you go the Jimmy Garoppolo route? You've not had a quarterback for long enough that you could do it one more year and draft some hotshot this year.
So,
like, we are in the place where some of these teams are going to have to think about tanking it this year.
So there have been a couple reports coming out that the main reason why... because Jimmy had the shoulder surgery and, you know, just being without, you know, just not being able to practice.
And also suck.
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson, ?
Baker Mayfield. In all seriousness, that's the place for Baker.
I would love to see Baker Mayfield have to live in liberal hippie Seattle.
Oh, my God, they would hate him. Colin Kaepernick, how about that?
Tampa Bay Bucks, Tommy Touchdown.
The smartest motherfucker in the room. Touchdown Tom went home for a couple months, 40 days to be exact, and said, I looked at the conference and I saw New Orleans doesn't have a quarterback.
Nope.
Carolina doesn't have a quarterback. Nope. Atlanta has Marcus Mariota as the quarterback. And he said, I got 8 wins already on the board. I'm halfway home.
Yeah.
Said Touchdown.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm halfway home.
That's a guaranteed playoff berth.
Guaranteed playoffs. Gonna win the division without trying. Touchdown Tommy says, I'm coming back. I will. I'm going to say, it could be Touchdown Garoppolo in Tampa Bay. That could be the last domino to fall.
Sure. I'll take it. As a backup.
Picks and Garoppolo to Tampa Bay for Touchdown Tom. It's out there.
God, I wish. Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill.
Tennessee Titans, that clunk you heard as that field goal went through the uprights at the end of the playoffs was the window a-closing. Yeah.
Man. God, they ate
it. When Derrick Henry gets to the New England Patriots.
Oh, my God.
Mac attack Super Bowl.
And finally, wrapping it up, Washington Commanders, Taylor, you're not going to pay a lot for this muffler, Heineke. And then Carson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the starting quarterback for the last 9 games of the inaugural season of the Washington Commanders,
Baker.
Taylor Heineke.
This has been Throw the Flag Football on 256today.com. Enjoy yourselves today, folks.